Welcome to season 3 of the Fit Farming Food Mom podcast. I am Connie Nightingale, a former bodybuilder, certified personal trainer and nutritionist with an extreme passion for functional health and fitness. There is a huge problem these days with the standard health narrative. The current allopathic medicine, fitness theories, and nutrition guidelines are completely missing the mark. Through this podcast, I have been able to get uncensored, unfiltered knowledge out to the masses to help anyone. No matter if you're an average Joe or an elite athlete, I want to provide you with valuable knowledge to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Remember, the best way to support this podcast is leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes and sharing with your friends and family or tagging me in your stories or posts on social media. Let's get this health movement out to others. Thank you so much again for joining me. Now let's get to the show. Hey everyone, welcome back. I just wanted to put down a quick breather episode today. I know that episodes have been a little intermittent due to finding guests and other things going on. I do have an amazing lineup all scheduled and set up for you guys coming right up here. So be not afraid. Good things are coming your way. And I'm really, really excited for those. As for today, I wanted to talk about some things that were on my mind because I see a lot of common trends with people not reaching their goals. And as a coach and as a trainer, I hear so many excuses, sometimes to the point of where people are so busy making excuses as for why they aren't reaching their goals or making their workouts or excelling in their career or whatever it may be, that they begin to make excuses for everything. And it just becomes this easy way out for them. So I wanted to talk about some things today. There is a huge, huge difference between wanting something and having a goal, opposed to thinking you want something and thinking that you might have a goal. There is a big difference. And the reason for this is if you truly in your heart want something and you want to make it happen, nothing is going to get in your way of getting that done. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be the fastest thing ever and it's going to go down. That's not quite how it works. Okay. So what I want to reiterate here is that if you truly want something, you're going to make it happen. Will it take time? Yes, it may. It may be a year long process, a 5-year long process, a 10-year long process. But if you have the plans in place to get that goal executed, you will get it done. Don't let anything get in the way of that. It's just like a toddler learning to walk, right? That little thing, if you've ever had one of these little creatures they call children, they don't give up. They are relentless. Nothing has told them that they can't do something. They have not learned to make excuses for themselves. And if you see that 2-year-old running and they trip and they fall, they get right back up and they keep pursuing what they're after. That's exactly how we need to be as adults. But somewhere in there, we have gotten in this habit of making excuses for not having time, yet having time to scroll on social media or go on Netflix or waste time doing who knows what you do. Okay. Or like wasting time sitting in the car. I don't know what you do. Everybody's got their bad habits, but those are the things that are trumping your goals. You want to sit and scroll on social? That's trumping your goals. That is more important than your goals. That gets back to, do you really want this goal? Do you want to lose weight and get healthy? Well, going out and drinking alcohol is trumping your goals. What's on the top of your list? Is it drinking alcohol or is it reaching your body composition goals? What's on the top of your list? Is it sleeping in or is it getting up early to make sure that you get your workout in because you know that you have a busy day? What is at the top of your list? Is it having your meals prepped or is it having an opportunity to go out with friends so you take that instead? Now, am I saying you can't do both? No, but preparation is key. And when I was a kid, my dad literally used to tell me, Prior planning prevents piss poor performance. He literally beat that into my head. He beat into my head with motocross racing. That's what we were big at. That's what we did. He used to always sit us at the bottom of like the biggest, nastiest, gnarliest hill because we would race cross country. And he was like, look at this hill before you go up it. You'll see everybody commit to it. They will take off. They will crash. They will get stuck in the middle of the hill. There will be a huge bottleneck. Or take that moment to look at that hill. Look at where you think the bottlenecks are going to be. Look at what you are going to do to get around that. And it's a valuable lesson that I have carried through into my adulthood. I think of where the bottlenecks might be in my day, my month, my week, my year, and I plan those things. When it comes to meal prep, if I have a weekend planned with my family and I know I'm not going to have time to get that done, or say you have friends that want you to go out on a Saturday night or go out and do something with them on the weekend, and you know you won't have time to meal prep, what other day can you get that done? 2 weeks ahead of time when you're doing your meal prep that you can do, can you do your following week's meal prep so that you know that it's there and ready for you because you aren't able to do it that weekend? Are you going on a trip? Do you know that you won't have time because you're flying in on a Sunday? Well, in your previous week's meal prep, get that taken care of, or make plans through a meal delivery service or a friend or whatever you have to do to make sure that you are properly taken care of when you get off of that late night Sunday flight and you're ready to start again on Monday morning. Prior planning prevents piss poor performance. Sit at the bottom of the hill and think of what the bottlenecks might be. Evaluate these from week to week, month to month, year to year. What are the evaluations? Like, what is going to happen? What is the bottleneck? Is it going to be summer? I know there's going to be barbecues going on and lots of alcohol going around, but I'm really working on my health. What am I going to do to make sure that I don't get on track? That is the difference between actually wanting something or liking the idea of something or thinking you want something. That is the difference. And let's talk about the excuses for a moment. I find, especially it's a trend with many of my clients and many of the people that I talk to, it has become so easy for us to make excuses. It's easy to be like, oh, well, I was going to do this, but it just didn't happen. And then that turns into another excuse and another excuse. And all of a sudden, our brain is so much better at finding excuses than it is actually finding the solutions to the problem so that we can actually get where we want to go. Now, I'm going to use myself as an example here because I have done this. I have lived this. I had a lot of shitty things I went through early on in my life, and I changed them. I changed everything. I changed the way I think about myself, my body, my mindset, how I go about things. And that all started with me looking in the mirror and getting real with myself. Do I really want this? There are no more quick fixes. Do I want this certain body? Do I want to feel good? Do I want my health? And I had to get real with myself in the mirror and be like, okay, Connie, you don't have time. Where can you find the time? What can you commit to? What is your commitment to yourself? Well, I knew there were no quick fixes. There were no 6-minute ab workouts that were going to get me the body that I wanted. There were no magic pills. There was no Special K or Slim Fast diet. Nothing was going to do it except for my hard work. I had to own and really reflect on the fact that it was all me. It wasn't anybody around me. It wasn't my job. It wasn't my kids. It was nothing else's responsibility except for my own. And that is when my life changed and will forever be changed, because what I learned is to respect myself. Now, you respect other people in your life. You respect your boss. If he says to go take the trash out, you do that. Or if he says to be to work at 8 a.m., you do that. Or if your family thinks that you need to have the laundry done as a mom every single week and they expect that you do that, then you do that. You're showing respect to all these other people, your family members, all the things, but you can't show respect to yourself in meeting your own goals, because that should be the number one priority. Yes, we've got to take care of our families. We have got to be available for our friends and ourselves, but showing up for ourselves is the key to living a life of successes and wins. And if we aren't showing up for ourselves, we're never going to get our wants taken care of and hit our goals. So I guess I want to keep this short and sweet, but when you start thinking that you want something, don't let any excuses get in the way of that. Make a plan. It may be one small thing. Starting my own business was a really scary thing. I have been in business for myself for a year, solid. It has been successful. It was extremely scary, but I started the process 3 years ago. I knew what I wanted. I knew the baby steps to get there. And I started just putting these little things in place. And over time, these little things turned into big things. And over time, they allowed me to quit my job. And over time, this could be your weight loss journey or your weightlifting journey or your strength journey or your career journey or your living without having to have a boss journey, whatever it may be, right? It may be a mental, physical, spiritual goal. There are a million goals out there. But if you don't start somewhere and remain consistent with that process, you will never get where you need to go. So I will leave you guys with this. Do not expect to make changes in your life if you're not willing to change the things that got you to where you are in the first place. That is my short and sweet podcast for today. I just wanted to get on here, let you guys know if you really want something, you can achieve it, but you have to do the work. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be awkward, but over time, prior planning prevents piss poor performance. Look ahead, make plans, have things in place so that if something doesn't go the way that it should, you have a backup plan. And you are going to continue to reach for that goal. Fall down, get back up. It's what's so important. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I really, really appreciate all of you. I have some amazing podcasts headed your way with some really incredible guests, which I'm very excited for. So stay tuned. Well, thanks for tuning in. For further information about me and my programs, as well as free recipes and other health tips, please visit www.ConnieNightingale.com or find me on Instagram at ConnieBegani. I want to remind you that any opinions or views expressed in this podcast are their own and that they are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or condition. This show is not intended to replace your regular health care. Please consult with your current primary care provider before changing any of your diet, exercise, or medical protocols. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you next time.